Would you like to sit down? Have you noticed that Christmas starts to seem earlier, seems to start earlier every year? You know, there's cards in the shops in August. There's been Christmas music on the radio since before autumn. And trees and decorations go up at the beginning of November or even before. It's as if the world wants Christmas to be extended, to last forever. So what is it that we look forward to at Christmas? What's your best thing about Christmas? Is it the Christmas trees? Or perhaps the food? I was looking forward to being overfed on Christmas Day. Or what about carol singing? Well, I hope you enjoy that because that's what we're here for tonight. Or maybe for some people, especially maybe the younger ones, it's the presents at Christmas that you look forward to. Or what about parties and meeting together with friends? Or perhaps for you, it's a mixture of all those things that makes Christmas. Who's been opening an advent calendar? Yeah, one with chocolates in? It's a good way to count down the days till Christmas, isn't it? And you get to have that daily chocolate. But this time next week, on Christmas Eve, we'll open the last door in the advent calendar, eat the last chocolate, and then what's left? An empty box. It'll probably go in the bin. Recycling. Thank you, Lee. Does Christmas feel like that sometimes? You know, all that build-up, shopping, cooking, all the anticipation, a couple of days of fun and excitement. And then what? By the first week in January, the tree will have dropped all its needles, all been packed away in a box. The food's all eaten. We're fed up with carols. Presents have been opened, played with, and possibly broken. There's no more parties, and we're all back to work or school. What will be left of your Christmas in the middle of January? Is it really just an excuse for a celebration once a year, and then nothing left but counting the days till next year's Christmas? The real meaning of Christmas lasts forever. The Bible readings we've just heard told us about the first Christmas over 2,000 years ago, and that's what we're celebrating now. This, the baby in the manger, is not just a story. It really did happen. That baby was God coming to earth to live as one of us. But why? Why would God come to earth as a baby? Was all part of God's plan to rescue us? You see, God made us to be his friends, to be his children, to have a relationship with him. And there's that need deep within all of us to be close to God. But just like Adam and Eve in the beginning, we choose to ignore God and go our own way. We rebel against God's purposes for us. You know, we want to be in control of our lives, don't we? So we take God's place as king over us. And this separates us from God. It keeps us from knowing all the good things that God's got planned for us. And more than that, it means that we'd be separated from God in eternal death. Some of the readings that we heard today were prophecies of a saviour who would be sent by God to restore his people and mend that broken relationship. Hundreds of years before Jesus' birth, God sent messages through his prophets to tell people, I haven't forgotten you. I will come and rescue you. I will bring you back to myself. That promise is for you today. God sent his son Jesus to earth as a baby so that he could be our savior and bring us back to the life with God that we're meant to have. Life now and eternal life with God in heaven. When Jesus grew up, he died on a cross to pay the price for all the wrong things that we've done so that we can be forgiven for them. Jesus took the punishment for our rebellion against God. The angels announced to the shepherds that a saviour had been born. The wise men recognised Jesus as the king they'd been searching for. Jesus, that baby, born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger, is our saviour and king. Saviour, because he is the way that we can be restored to a relationship with God. And king, because he is God and Lord, the ruler of our lives. Like the shepherds and wise men, our response to knowing this should be to worship Jesus and to do our best to serve and to follow him. At Christmas, we remember Jesus' arrival as a baby. But if you only think of Jesus as a baby, you are missing out on so much. If you take time to get to know the real Jesus, the man who died to save you, the Son of God who reigns forever, then you will be changed. And you will know the good things that God promises. God's not distant and uninterested. The birth of Jesus shows that God wants to be involved in our lives. That first Christmas was the beginning of God's plan to restore a relationship with you. If you will just turn to him and make space in your life for him. We think the world can satisfy all our needs, make us happy, provide all the answers, but only God can fill the deepest need in you. Even if we get all the presents on our Christmas list this year, by this time next year, there's going to be another list. But God's gift of life in Jesus is forever. His love will never run out. And all you have to do is accept his gift. Christmas doesn't have to end when the decorations are packed away. The real message of Christmas is forever. For our lives now and for eternity. If tinsel and trimmings is all that your Christmas is about, what have you got when they're gone? But when you turn to Jesus, then the Christmas celebrations are just the beginning of all the good that God has planned for you. Why not come along and join us here at St. Andrew's through the year? Get to know the God who loves you as we continue to celebrate all that God has done for us. There is nothing wrong with having Christmas trees, exchanging presents and sharing food together. Christmas is a great time to celebrate. But this year, let's remember what it is that we're celebrating. It's great to have a party, but don't leave Jesus out of the celebrations of his own birth. And when Christmas is over, don't pack Jesus away with the decorations and forget about him until next year. Christmas is only the beginning. We need to know Jesus as our King and our Saviour throughout the year. God loves you so much that he came as a baby to die so that you can be with him forever. One of the names given to Jesus by prophecy before his birth is Emmanuel, which means God with us. When we trust in Jesus, God will be with us now and we can be with him in heaven in eternal life. This is the message of Christmas that lasts forever. As we come now to sing our last song, it may be a carol that's new to some of you, but just let the words speak to you of the God who wants to be with you if you will open your heart and let him in. Let's sing.